again. Good evening. Thank you for coming, Pennsylvania. Good to see you tonight. Absolutely. And we're going to do a song that's been covered by a lot of folks, a lot of great artists. Curtis Mayfield, one of the great writers from that era, wrote a song called People Get Ready. And it was a theme song for a lot of civil rights movements, theme song of the whole era, psychedelic era, everything. And it still holds true today, the lyrics. Carmine's going to get it on for you, so give it up.
Sing it, boys. Ooh, there ain't no room. Ooh. branches will thin down, 'cause there's hope for all among the King. Oh, she lied.
Zombies. We got kind of mad with it a long time ago and made him a lot of money and made a few bucks for ourselves when we did that psychedelic arrangement, right? Are we nuts or what? So we're following the first album right now, so next in line is another one that actually everybody sings, kind of. It's a really good one. Anybody know what that might be? What's next on the album? Come on. Why are you old guys out there? Any oldies? That's right. That should be next then. It should be.
Who wrote it?
Sonny Bono wrote that one.
Yeah, man. I had a crush on his wife. You know?
I got a funny story. Can I tell a quick story before we go into I was at a movie one time, right, there with my girlfriend Leslie. We were watching, it was the Zodiac movie. A guy was getting killed in a taxi cab. All of a sudden, I said, I know this music. What is this? It was a part of this Bang Bang arrangement, you know. And I said, I know this music. And I just had to think about what it was, you know. It was part of Bang Bang. It was in the Zodiac. It was pretty funny. Yeah, it was funny. They killed this guy in a taxi to this music, right? Right. Love and peace.
Boy, talk about a contradiction.
Thank you.
You tell him, Mark.
Well, I don't know what else I can say, Carmine. Your voice is a little take those lozenges I gave you. But, but seriously, I am being serious. I'm being. But I'm losing my childhood. Was this really cool wave and bands in between our first album. It was really created by Shadow Morton, the late Shadow Morton, who just passed on recently. But kind of get you in the mood, and I would like to do it for you.
I'm going to sing, too.
Yeah, and you're going to sing on a song called Take Me for a Little While, which is a top 30 hit for us.
Thank you.
clap your hands. Come on.
Think it for a little while.
Everybody.
Think it for a little while.
I can't hear you.
Think it for a little while.
Them out on next album. Check it out, right?
Thank you. segments like orchestral things. That's what we tried to do with this, you know, four pieces make it sound like an orchestra, you know. And, we did it, thank you. Okay, so that was pretty much our first album, except for one song, which we will do later. Okay, but now we're going to bring you up to date with other things from like our 69 album, near the beginning, something called a little bit of the break song. And then other things of that nature. Okay, now we're gonna rock a little. You ready to rock? Are you ready to rock? Come here, clap your hands. I'm about there. Come on, clap your hands. There you go.
Thank you.
dream. Come on board. Come on board our time machine.
In the
Thank you so much. That's Mr. Vince.
Yay!
Vocals and guitar and best track. Jenny was really like famous for that track. I mean, Allison Steve, thank you very much. New York WNEW, drove around New York those days, the Nightbird. Used to play that weeks on end at midnight at the Witching House. Used to play it. I was driving in my Corvette, and you were driving in your Corvette, and I'd open up the window and say, hey.
Yeah, I didn't have a Corvette. Well, you had a Jag.
You had a
SKE.
The Jag SKE. We had 427 Vets in 68. We bought it for $6,000 each.
Yeah, Pete had a tricycle in those days.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
He was driving a tricycle in those days.
Wow. You remember the brand?
Hey, we did a second time on Ed Sullivan's show, and we're going to do that song for you right now.
Oh,
Clap your hands.
Back in 1968, when we had like three albums in the top 100, which was pretty amazing for an American band. We were touring, Seattle, the Northwest, and it was a new band that just signed to Atlantic Records. Jimmy Page just broke up the Yardbirds, and he started this new group, called it Led Zeppelin. And they opened for us on the first tour out there. And they were pretty cool. Not really. It was a pretty amazing scene watching that develop, and we partied a lot, and we played a lot of shows together for like a year and a half, and we have an album out dedicated to Led Zeppelin, Out Through the Indoor, and we're going to do our version of Days of Confused, and we hope you dig it.
confused, so long as not true. I wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. The soul of a woman was created in
thank you. Thank you.
Be honest.
Thank you, everybody. Very good. Well, it's together. Keep bringing our time. All right, in the back, everybody. I'm Vivian. We had a good time. Did you have a good time tonight?
Everybody, Martel.
My pleasure. God bless you. And remember our veterans. They're just our freedom. My pleasure.
We'll see you in the back. We'll be doing that meet and greet that we always do. So come back and say hello. All right? You good? You had a good time, right? Yeah! Hey, yeah!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you've enjoyed this evening's performance. If you intend to stay for the meet and greet, please make your way out to the lobby. If you would just like to go home, please exit through the doors on your left as you're facing the lobby. Once again, the meet and greet will begin very shortly out in the lobby. We'll see you there. Please travel safely.